Reporting from Baja, Mexico, this is Stephanie Sison with the Living Permaculture Show. As many of our listeners know, I'm a bit of a farm voyeur, and when traveling, my first stop is always to see who is doing what in permaculture. Lucky me, right across the Tecate border is Pachamama and its founder, Sergio Medal, and a few of Baja locals, Zu and Hanhao. So first, I wanted to thank you guys for welcoming me here at your site, and we just finished a really lovely tour, so I'm going to have each of you just kind of say hi in your name so our listeners can get an idea of your voice.
Hi, my name is Sergio Medal. Welcome to Baja.
Hi, my name is Sue. I'm from Tijuana, Baja California.
Hi, my name is Angel. Hola.
Well, this is a really beautiful sight to get to see. I just crossed the border a couple hours ago. I've just been wandering around looking at how beautiful it is. So I'd like to start off just to give our listeners an idea of what Pachamama is, and maybe a little bit about where we are here in Tecate, if I'm saying that right.
Yes, Tecate, like the beer. And yes, this is where it's made. So we're actually in the border with San Diego County in California. We're 45 minutes east from Tijuana, and maybe like an hour away from Mexicali, which is the state's capital. Baja California has two states, Baja California, just plain, and Baja California Sur. So we're in Baja California, the northern part.
And can you tell me about Pachamama and what you folks do here?
So Pachamama is our homestead farm, our personal farm. And we grow row crops, everything from arugula to zucchini. We have done everything, CSA, farmers market and stuff like that. But right now we're focusing more on education. So we've done all biodynamic workshops, biointensive. We bring people from all over the place to kind of spread that knowledge in Baja. We just did the first soil food web workshop in Spanish. And we host, the biggest event that we host is the Baja California Permaculture Convergence.
Great. And here, this is a lot chillier than I expected in Baja. So can you tell us our elevation and what your climate is like in this region?
We're 2,800 feet. So if you basically split down the middle of the peninsula, you have the Sierra de Juarez. So everything on the west side, it's going to be Mediterranean climate because it has the influence of the Pacific. Because of the Sierra, once you go across the Sierra, you don't get that influence from the Pacific, so that's where the Sonoran Desert starts, and that's the part of the Sea of Cortez. So we're on the way up, not on the precisely on the highest part of the Sierra, but we're on the way up there, so that we're at 2,800 feet, so it's more template, more stone fruit type of place, which that's not what necessarily, a lot of oaks, like 100, 200, 300-year-old oaks, and that's not a lot of, that's not what people usually think of Baja. They think more of the desert part of Baja, but half of it's like Mediterranean, at least in the northern part.
When you certainly have some of the most beautiful rosemary shrubs that we have seen there, we're all, I'm very jealous. I'm sure many people around us are as well. And we saw lots of lovely olives and just a beautiful, beautiful Mediterranean looking climate. It's nice to see. And you were saying that your family has been here in this area for about how long?
45, 50 years.
Okay.
Yes, well.
Great. So Pachamama has been around for how long? How long have you been kind of working with agriculture here?
Around 6 years.
Okay. And have you been doing permaculture that whole time, or did you come more recently to it?
No, not like we started with biointensive, and then we start exploring certain things into it. Around 2 or 3 years, we started doing PDCs. Starting taking PDCs, and that's why there's like a heavy permaculture influence in the design. But there's a little of everything, and the site has changed as we have changed in our learning curve.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, as it should be for all of us. And so for other folks who are here, can you tell me what brought you to Pachamama or to permaculture and how you ended up sitting here with me?
Hi, hello again. I don't speak English well, so I want to try. I'm Pachamama because I met Sergio 6 years ago in Tijuana, in Transitions Town. In Tijuana is Transitions Tijuana. And we involved in agriculture, urban agriculture. So he invite everybody to work here Pachamama. And then I come a lot with workshops. And I took the PDC here with Holger. And I think that's all.
And you do sustainable landscape architecture as well as natural building design, and you teach mostly?
Yes. Right now I had a new company with regenerative landscaping, and I do architecture, sustainability architecture, and I teach in a lot of universities in Tijuana, in Xochicalco, Tijuana, and La Isla, Tijuana. So I teach all my students permaculture.
Perfect. And we have a plant aficionado here as well. So Angel, what brings you to Pachamama or permaculture?
Okay. Sergio, ¿me puedes ayudar otra vez?
We might have a bit of translating here for everyone.
Bueno, yo me he dedicado en producir plantas de, ya tengo como 15 años haciéndolo. Pero conocer a Pachamama me cambió el estilo de tratar en la reproducción de las plantas, ¿no?
So Angel has been a nursery manager for around 15 years, but being in contact with permaculture and all the stuff that we're doing here definitely changed his approach on how to do that. So he's propagating differently now.
Una de las cosas que aprendí aquí fue lo de preparar la tierra orgánica, en este caso lo que vendría siendo la composta orgánica, porque yo la hacía diferente, utilizaba químicos. Entonces, al llegar aquí, saber que se puede hacer las cosas diferentes y poder darle tener las cosas más amigables con la naturaleza y perjudicar menos a esto, pues fue lo que más me encantó de aquí de Pachamama.
So the main thing that he got, or he changed in his practices, was that he used to do all his compost or amendments with chemicals, and he now does it purely organic or beyond organic, as he has learned a bunch of different things. He actually came to one of the workshops, the Soil Food Web workshop, so he's doing really high quality compost, and that's what he's using now.
Beautiful.
Y pues sé que tengo poco tiempo conociendo esto, lo que es lo de permacultura, pero quiero aprender mucho más de esto porque quiero de esa manera contagiar a más gente para que todos hagamos lo mismo y esto vaya creciendo.
So he just started with this, but he's super excited, and he thinks that one of his main roles is going to be like contaging or spreading the word with way more people, so they get excited about it. Especially because he's in the industry that he's in, right?
Well, in the nursery trade, it's such an important thing to spread forward, because nurseries, and in the States for sure, almost all of the nurseries are very chemical heavy. So to see that move in a more natural way is something we need. It's a huge industry that makes a big difference, and we can either make a really bad difference or a really good one. So we're glad that you're coming over to the dark side or the light side.
Actually, he's my partner right now. He met here in the workshop of soil.
So
we are partnered with a regenerative landscape.
Perfect.
We do terrariums.
Oh, the terrariums.
The terrariums, mm-hmm. They are the first product, and then we're going to grow up.
Good explanation.
I think that's something really cool, and something that definitely fuels us, as far as that we see that the convergence, actually people come and converge, you know,
right.
there's like stories like this. There's a lot of people that have started Fayo and Adriana now have like a company that goes and raise bets for different building complexes and stuff like that. So that for me is awesome. That's probably one of what keeps us going.
Well, it's got to be really inspiring. Not only are you educating, but then you're making these connections through Baja so that people can get together to do work and spread it around into other places.
Actually, he's the Pasha Daddy. He connect all the famous tours of the Baja. So we had a group in WhatsApp. So every day we connected with him and with everybody from the Baja.
Yeah, we call it the Baja Permis group.
And for you, what is the feel you get from Baja? I mean, we have these great people here, so you're obviously making connections, but over the years that you've been doing the conversions or moving more into sustainable agriculture, how do you feel the area is doing in general in that category?
Well, there's definitely not a lot of people doing it, but the good thing that has come out of the convergence is that the small number of people that are doing it are very connected. They know what everybody's doing, they collaborate, they do all sorts of things. And I think as a whole, the region is really, gung-ho about living a sustainable life, but a lot of them are just in the mainstream and they don't necessarily know how to make that shift. So that's our goal, to get people in that they're not necessarily fully into this already, to get them to give them some options to see if they would like to pursue this. And we've had a great response. Like the events always get packed and it's great. And I want to touch a point there that there's not only on this side of the border, this bioregion is really on two countries, like Northern Baja, San Diego County, same geography, same plants, same watershed, same people even. There's hundreds of thousands of people, and I'm not exaggerating, that cross the border every day to live on one side of the border, to work on the other, on both sides. And it's... I see it as one bioregion, and definitely the people on the San Diego side of things see it the same way. At least people in permaculture, because they're more open-minded. So I want to give a shout out to people in San Diego too, because they're definitely participating in this movement as well.
Right, and driving through the Tecate border, and for a few hours before and all the way through to here, the landscape is very, very similar. We didn't see that much of a change. And I hate to spread the news about this border, but I barely even knew I got across it. It was so easy. I was like, is that it? I'm already there? Okay, yay. So as far as this site, what are some of the big things that you're working on right now to move it forward? Or what are you most excited about happening here?
Well, short term, we actually stopped the garden because we were traveling a lot for like a year. But short term, I'm really excited that we're actually partnered up with some really skilled master gardeners, and we're getting back into production. So we already started the seedlings. We have a bunch of compost and we're preparing the beds. So this season we're gonna grow again, which is something that time didn't allow me to do, but now with the right partnerships, we're going to be able to do that. And long term, really, the goal here is to create a commercial kitchen where small producers can come and give value added to their products. Maybe that could be Monday through Thursday, and Friday through Sunday, it could be a pop-up kitchen. And in the weekends, people can come. There's already a really big wine movement. We're only like an hour away from Mexico's prime wine region. And there is already a culture of people traveling to the Guadalupe Valley and to these rural restaurants to get local food. And it's like really good food. So we want to ride that wave and get people here to try not only the stuff from our garden, but also as part of the ingredients, use the stuff that people, other growers, gave value added to, and also have like a little store where people can do that.
Right, so really completing kind of the circle there. And I found that you were building the commercial kitchen such an interesting concept, because in our valley, I think maybe just one or two shows ago, we had some local groups on talking about a very similar thing, that one of the big needs for the small producers is a space that they can share with other producers to make these value-added products. So right there next to our listeners, next to your homes, we're trying to get together a community commercial kitchen, and way down here also. So this is an important movement to have these small spaces where producers can really have access to clean areas that are easy to produce and create a better revenue for themselves. So it's really neat to be listening to farmers saying they're doing it there and then turn around and hear the same here.
It's the best way to go in many, many ways, and especially financially.
Mm-hmm. And so can you tell me a bit about how Pachamama survives financially? Do you still do a lot of the growing and selling of the produce, or are you doing other things along with the workshops?
Yes. Basically, the veggies are sold in pesos, and the dollar to the peso right now, it takes a lot of pesos to, it's like 20 pesos to do $1. So that's more like our mission, to provide local wholesome food for the local market. But it's not really that, at least yet, it's not really that profitable. So what I've done is I funded it myself out of jobs that I have in San Diego County. I used to work for Susie's Farm, which was the most prominent organic farm in San Diego for some years as their wholesale manager. And after that, I've worked at other farms doing the same thing, including Dr. Shaw's Farm, which is right across, you can probably practically see it from here, from across the border, here in Campo, California. Everything has made things possible, but it takes a lot of time. Imagine when you come after a 10-hour workday, you're really tired. So you don't have enough time and energy to put into mm-hmm. this. So right now, what we're doing is Pachamama Fair Trade is actually the complete name of our project, and it started initially as just the commercial kitchen side of things, more like local type things of that concept of fair trade, but now it's turning more into the conventional or traditional concept of fair trade. We have a couple of ventures that we're doing. We're bringing in seeds from indigenous states like Oaxaca and Chiapas, and taking them to Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, and we're doing all that in a fair trade manner. We're also exporting sage for companies in the States that do white sage. Is a really special sage that's really endemic to Northern Baja, Southern California. It's a piana. And we're taking it to people that do essential oils, things like that. So my hope is that those businesses are really what are going to finance this whole movement down here. And yes, they don't have to go get two full-time jobs to keep doing this.
Absolutely. And this is some beautiful work and a beautiful mission that you have here. If there's someone listening that's inspired to help you in some way, what would be the top three things that you could ask for right now? Labor, cash, equipment, ideas?
Well, mostly ideas, as far as if people have like some really good knowledge in places like where you come from and stuff like that. If like that type of consulting is super valuable for us, and not necessarily cash you spend and it goes away. Mm-hmm. More like we're in a really geographically we're in a really privileged area as far as that we can bring anything from Latin America to the United States. So sources of revenue, like if you guys need sourcing with any types of products, especially in Mexico and southern states, we already have all the know-how of how to deal with immigration or customs on both sides of the border and freights from southern Mexico and stuff like that. So I guess That's a good question. I never thought about that.
But. It's always good to know what you would need, because someone might ask you and be able to give it. So, like for instance, my company where we make herbal teas, if we had an herb that we needed that didn't come from our region and we needed to get it from somewhere else, you would be someone who could help facilitate that transaction?
Exactly.
Okay, great. That's good information for me, hopefully for some of you folks out there. Okay, and then I think a really important question that we kind of touched on, but maybe not fully, is why? Why do you care to do this work and not just have some job doing something else, probably making a lot more money, maybe not breaking your back as hard? Why do you do this?
Well, I am from this bioregion, so it's not like something, like a story of something that happened to me or nothing like that. It's just straight love from my bioregion. And we definitely need this here and everywhere in the world. I just want to bring it to where I'm from.
And just taking care of the land and being able to survive here easier or make it a more sustainable region, less chemicals. Is there any aspect that really drives you in that way?
It's more about the
people.
Well, it's holistic because it's more about the well-being of the people, having access to good personal care products, food, all that kind of stuff that maybe in the States, in affluent areas, people take for granted. Here, it's like bigger food deserts and
right.
access to those things. You might be able to cross to San Diego, but it's in dollars, so you're
paying a lot.
Exactly. So that exchange is really far. So it's just bringing that lifestyle that I really really like, where I've seen it like in places like Northern California, where I visit a lot, bringing it here. And once we bring that possibilities for people here, the land, the regeneration of the land and everything else is going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's part of the same. It's like holistic context.
So health for all of us. That's what we're all hoping for, I think. So we're just wrapping up. I would love for you to maybe shout out an email, a web address of what you guys are doing here, and just how anyone can get in contact or help or become involved in the beautiful work that you are doing.
Okay, definitely. So we have two main entities. The first one is the Baja California Permaculture Convergence. So you guys can go to bajaconvergence.org and see everything there and contact us through there. And as far as Pachamama goes, we're on Facebook, it's Pachamama Fair Trade, and also we have a Gmail that we're constantly checking. It's pachafairtrade@gmail.com. Pacha is PACHA, fairtrade@gmail.com.
Great. Well, thanks for having us, Sergio and Sue and Angel and Jeff. I've got some great tips for beach camping and for all those back home in the blizzard. So crossing the border in Tecate was a joy and so fast and easy. And as we get ready to head south, stopping here at Pachamama was a great kind of pause for us to think about where we're going next and get some great tips and see some beautiful things. So would you be willing to offer that service to other permies passing through?
Yes, most definitely. there we know a lot of places like this all around the peninsula. So if you guys are welcome to come here, stop. It's a water hole, I guess. Stop and Not only permaculture places, like we also know we travel a lot in the peninsula, so we know the beaches and the roads and stuff like that. So that would be awesome to get people here. And plus, this is a way calmer border cross than Tijuana. Tijuana, it's massive and it's pretty crazy. Here's a really small, quiet town, so it's probably the best and way to cross to Mexico through California. And let us know what you need, and we'll hook you up with our sister farms down in Southern Baja. There's some crazy places like Buena Fortuna that has like 3,000 different varieties of seeds.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it's funded by one of the creators of Seeds of Change. There's like really crazy little spots. There's a little Baja Biosana down in Baja Sur. Tons of places that we will be happy to share that information with you.
Oh goodness, I might be at more farms than beaches at this rate. We will see you next month on the Living Permaculture Show.
If music is my wife, oh, and you are my mistress, well, who am I to define love? And if the movement of my feet only pushes the pedals, well, how many miles have I gone? If music is my wife, oh, and you are my mistress, well, who am I to define love? And if the movement of my feet only pushes the pedals, well,